Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Saturday. He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You know, lots to get to today. Not radio guy intro. I like doing this bit because sometimes I promise you, over the years, there's been someone who's opened a show like this and they started with lots to get to today, and really, there's not so many things to get to on that particular day. It's just a way to open things up. But there is, in fact, lots to get to today. On what day was it? Thursday. The term sports equinox was thrown out a bunch, and that's because the four major, quote unquote, major sports were playing that night. But it was also, there were 10 sports leagues or events, major ones, being held simultaneously for the first time in history on Thursday. When you factor in the U.S. Open, in addition to the NBA playoffs, obviously, NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, whatever this season is, and the NFL kicking off. And then there's stories within the NFL, what happened before the game on Thursday, and, you know, what was said about the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. All stuff we'll get to, but I want to start on the floor with what happened last night, Game 7. Celtics and Raptors. Anytime there's a Game 7, that's a certain level of palpable excitement. And, you know, that series deciding who was going to go on and face the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. And now we have the Eastern Conference Finals matchup set, and it should be a doozy. I mean, Miami and Boston, that's one of those ones going in. I really have no idea who one should pick. But before, you know, look ahead to that, I'll look back for a second at the Toronto Raptors and give them a little bit of credit. Because that was quite an admirable title defense from Toronto. I mean, it would have been an admirable title defense regardless of who had not left the team or did leave the team. But, I mean, especially without Kawhi Leonard. I mean, repeating is hard in general. And I think, you know, if I'm being frank, I never thought the Raptors had any chance at an NBA championship, sans Leonard. I mean, he was their best player last year. He's also, most importantly, their creator. He was their creator, the guy that could go get a bucket when things break down. And I don't think you can win the NBA title without a player like that. I mean, it's the reason I don't think Giannis should win the MVP, because he's not a player like that. On Milwaukee, you know, if they've got a guy like that, I guess it's Middleton, but I don't think he's quite on that level. You know, and I don't know why I snuck what would be construed as a diss to Giannis in there. I mean, Giannis really needs his wingman. He needs his creator. But the point being, when things break down in the playoffs, you need somebody that can go get a bucket. And, you know, Boston, Jason Tatum is emerging as that guy, while Toronto just simply didn't have that guy. You know, Pascal Siakam, he really, really struggled in this series, and there's going to be a lot of talk about that because, you know, did he come up short and all that stuff? He's just not that guy. I think people were trying to cast him into a role where he didn't belong. He's not a go-to guy. He's like, you know, the third guy who could do a bunch of stuff to help you, but he's not the star, the foundation of a team. I mean, Fred VanVleet had such a nice run for the Raptors a year ago in big money spots and would come up big in big money spots and even create, you know, for himself at times. But, you know, Fred VanVleet is a good player. He's going to get paid on his next deal. But he's also not that guy. And then Kyle Lowry, all respect to Kyle Lowry, I mean, that's never been his game. He's just a super competitor who impacts the game in a number of ways. Defensively, can hit the open shot, you know, handling the ball, all that sort of stuff. But I think the Toronto Raptors wanted to take a second to just give them a little bit of credit. You know, to lose a player like Kawhi Leonard, and I think, you know, it's weird because of the restart, you forget what teams' records were. I think they wound up with the second best record in the NBA behind Milwaukee. And then to go out and battle back the way they did in this series with Boston. Because it's not like, you know, that Game 7 happened in a normal way. I mean, it seemed like, for sure, the Celtics were going to win that series and kind of win it going away, kind of win it convincingly. But the Raptors get that buzzer beater in Game 3, and then they come all the way back to make it 7 games. After getting blown out in Game 5, they win Game 6. So, I mean, it's just the kind of thing, heart of a champion, right, and all that. So the Raptors should be holding their heads up high. They should be proud of what they accomplished last year, and they should be proud of the championship defense that they put forward. Now, Kawhi Leonard's still in the playoffs, of course, with the Clippers. They got the Nuggets. They blew a game to the Nuggets yesterday. Had, I think, a 16-point lead in that game. They're the only team in the playoffs. They've blown 2 16-point leads in this postseason. And they blew a chance to be on the same rest pattern as the Lakers. You know, the Lakers tonight could close out Houston. Daniel House already went home. Damn, Daniel. And now the Rockets are going to follow him pretty soon, because the Lakers have locked in. They defensively figured out the Rockets. I think they broke them in game, what was it? It's game 5 tonight. They broke them in game 3. And they pulled away in that game, and that they've determined, all right, James Harden, you're going to have the ball all the time. We got it. We're going to send, you know, doubles at James Harden. We're going to scramble James Harden. And then we're not going to guard Russell Westbrook because he's a self-check on the perimeter. He can't shoot. So that's not an outlet for you, or if it is an outlet for you, we'll live with it. And then, you know, if everything else gets jammed up a little bit, we get in the passing lanes, and we go the other way. And between LeBron James and Anthony Davis, I mean, just like a monster duo, putting up some of these numbers that the last duo that compared to them was Kobe and Shaq. And, you know, Rondo all of a sudden, and playoff Rondo all of a sudden emerging. The Lakers look really good. I thought the Clippers, the same. You and me could have said the Clippers were rounding right into form. Ultimately, I still believe that the winner of the Clippers-Lakers series, if it indeed happens, which I still expect it to, I don't think Denver's going to come back and beat the Clippers, will determine who wins the NBA championship. You don't want to fully rule out, like I said, the Heat or the Celtics, because both of those teams are very good. Both of those teams are very versatile. You know, the Celtics have those wing players, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, where Kemba Walker is, I think, quite clearly the third best player on that team, which says something about the quality of those other guys. And then with the Heat, they really play on a string. They play together. They can shoot. They follow the lead of Jimmy Butler emotionally. But it's not just Jimmy Butler. You know, Jimmy's one of those guys, too, as a star player, and I've considered him a star player for a while. And you know, I've been on the record calling him the most underrated player in the league and stuff like that in the not-too-distant past. He's the kind of guy who doesn't have to have a big game, right? He can score 11 points, and the Heat win. And they're getting a lot of scoring from Goran Dragic, who has had a reemergence here in this playoffs. And, you know, they've got other guys who aren't afraid in the moment, Tyler Hero. So that should be a doozy of a series. And you start to look ahead at the storylines you could get, you know, Boston and L.A., the Lakers, that is, in the finals. Or Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, and the Heat against the Lakers. Sorry, Clippers, if I'm writing you out of the script. I think the, you know, all the scripts look a little bit better with the Lakers in them. But again, I do think that Clippers-Lakers series will ultimately determine things. But I wouldn't write off neither Boston nor Miami. And I think that just in and of itself as an Eastern Conference Finals has a chance to be kind of a classic as far as just quality and competitiveness. You know, it's not going to get the same national buzz as any LeBron series or LeBron Kawhi or anything like that. But I think that's going to be a long, long, super competitive series. Now, when I mentioned that there was a sports equinox and all the major sports were playing, of course, that included the NFL on Thursday night, which kicked off. And it's wild to think about with the NFL because as big as that league is, it felt like the season sort of snuck up on us, didn't it? It's like sort of like it was like, wait a second, the NFL kicks off tonight? Word? You sure? I got to do a fantasy football draft and 5 minutes before the game? Word? You sure? Because it certainly felt that way. And I think that's because the ramp-up activities that we normally get, events that we normally get, were not present, right? There was no preseason or Hall of Fame game or any of that stuff. And on top of that, everybody's viewing habits have been disrupted a little bit. Lives have been disrupted a little bit. And with these other sports in full swing, it just didn't feel like the same time on the calendar. I mean, usually when the NFL starts, you're not talking about, you know, who's going to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Or, you know, that kind of thing. But there you had it. High leverage, high impact NBA games. In fact, the Rockets and the Lakers, the last game of that series, game five of that series, took place an hour before kickoff of the NFL. Nevertheless, the NFL did kick off, the defending champs, right where they left off. You know, you look at Kansas City, and you kind of got to have the thought that they could go undefeated. I mean, as dominant as they were a year ago when they were healthy, when Mahomes was healthy, and really over his entire time there, I mean, the stat that stands out to me is that he's never even lost a game by more than a touchdown since he's been a starter. So, you know, generally they're not going to lose convincingly in any way. And I think they're just going to get better on offense. I mean, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is a perfect fit for what they do offensively. He is going to eat. I mean, speaking of fantasy, I think he should have gone high in fantasy drafts. As high as like number two in fantasy drafts. I mean, he's got that quick twitch dash sort of ability. I believe he can catch the ball out of the backfield from watching him in college. And Kansas City easily dispatches Houston in the opener there. And then you look at the schedule tomorrow and all of a sudden, there's a week one slate. Here it is. You know, Seahawks, Falcons, Jets, Bills, Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings, Dolphins, Patriots, Eagles, Washington, Raiders, Panthers, Colts, Jaguars, Browns, Ravens, Chargers, Bengals, Buccaneers, Saints, Cardinals, 49ers, Cowboys, Rams. Right there. I think the Buccaneers and the Saints has to be the highlight game from an attention standpoint. Tom Brady's debut over there. Cam Newton makes his debut against the Dolphins. And so with that said, all that said, having just talked about a game seven in the NBA where the Celtics move on to take on the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, and having talked about the NFL opener, the Chiefs winning over the Texans, and the NFL officially kicking off in mass tomorrow, even if it's snuck up on us. It's wild to say that the you know, like I said, the single most popular thing in this country maybe snuck up on us. 41 of the top 50 television programs in 2019 were NFL games. So I know what the answer to this would be if we were just judging off of television ratings or something of that ilk. But I wanted to ask, you know, this is a subset of the audience, right? Like, when you're looking at television ratings like that, or any number like that, you're looking at the whole picture. So that includes really casual fans, stuff like that. But for, like, you know, fans of this show, really hyper sports talk fans and the like, I wanted to know where your headspace was at, given that the NFL season sort of snuck up on us. That it was like, hey, surprise, it's the NFL. And meanwhile, you know, there was a game seven in the NBA playoffs last night. The Rockets and the Lakers play again tonight, with the Lakers having a chance, LeBron James having a chance to move on to the Western Conference Finals. And LeBron, by the way, I mean, I know I give the guy as much credit as anybody, but it is just worth acknowledging and noting every time what he's doing right now. In year 17, 35 years old, playing at the highest level, or about as high as level as he's ever played, you know, in different way than maybe he did when he was with Miami or at various points in his career from an athletic standpoint, but just from a pure impact standpoint, he's been unbelievable. The game defensively in game three, he was blocking all those shots all over the place, taking over on the offensive end, just out of control. So, you know, what are you more into at this very moment? I mean, typically, it would be all NFL all the time right now. But, of course, it's not all NFL all the time, because time, what is that? The space-time continuum was basically completely disrupted. We're in a whole new world. What did they say? Whole new game on the side of the NBA broadcast? Whole new world? Whole new game? Is it the NBA? Fresh off of Game 7 last night? Prepping for the conference finals? Or is it the NFL prepping for opening day? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. If you'd like to do a write-in, or, you know, say it's baseball or hockey, that's fine as well. I just don't see those generating the same sort of buzz or conversation. I mean, I think baseball just set their bubble plan for the postseason. And that's wild that the baseball season is like almost, oh, I feel like the baseball season generally goes on so long, and then this one's like, oh yeah, it's almost over. It started 2 weeks ago and it's almost over. And the Yankees, you know, if it wasn't for the expanded field, we're talking about them missing the playoffs. I mean, they were in danger of it not that long ago. So if it's baseball for you, that's fine. It hasn't been covered at that national level to the same degree. But what are you more into right at this moment? The NBA deep in a playoff run, where the bubble basketball has just been fantastic. I mean, I don't think anybody could argue against the quality of play down there. Or is it the NFL, which, like I said, just snuck up on us? Here it is. Hi, it's me, the NFL. We're back. Kickoff Thursday. Opening day tomorrow. Get your fantasy lineup set. Get your bets in. Speaking of bets, man, does anything advertise more than sports gambling companies? I could have swore I saw back-to-back commercials or back-to-back-to-back commercials from different companies telling me to use their promo bet. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, sponsored by GEICO. Did you know that right now GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. It is the Robin Ludberg Show, and it's here on CBS Sports Radio.
Making weekends great, one Saturday at a time. Here's Robin Lundberg.
It's his I, Robin Lundberg, here on CBS Sports Radio. I was asking you what you're more into at the moment with all the sports going down, but the NBA playoffs in full swing with the Eastern Conference Finals being set, Heat and Celtics. I think that's just going to be a fantastic series. The Western Conference Finals, a game away from being set. Could be more games, depending on how the Nuggets and the Rockets fare. The Nuggets keeping themselves alive last night. That's now 3-2 in favor of the Clippers. The Rockets on the verge of being sent home in a gentleman's sweep by the Lakers tonight to join their teammate Daniel House. All right, that's a funny story, sort of. Daniel House of the Rockets sent home for violating bubble protocol. Had a female guest in his room, according to the NBA release, for multiple hours. Damn, Daniel. Good player, too. I mean, he's a really good player for the Rockets. Key member of the rotation now. I don't mean that to say, like, the Lakers wouldn't have won if he was playing or something like that. I mean, but it was a significant loss. And, I guess Stephen A. Smith, that point he made that went viral was true to a certain degree. It's going to be awkward when Daniel House gets home, though, because he is married and everything like that. There's been, I saw a few people say that the NBA shouldn't have pointed out exactly what was going on. But that, I mean, they really didn't point out exactly what was going on. I suppose they could have left it at he violated bubble protocol. But eventually that information, I think, was going to get out there. But the NFL kicks off like in mass tomorrow, which is crazy to me. I mean, the fact that it started on Thursday was one thing. You know, it was like, oh yeah, the Chiefs play the Texans. I don't know if they didn't advertise on purpose. I don't know if they, you know, just didn't want people talking about the pandemic and all that stuff. But it just was like, boom. And now tomorrow, football is back. Another season of the NFL on CBS begins. Week one features Cam Newton's debut in New England, last year's MVP Lamar Jackson leading the Ravens against Baker and the Browns, and Allen and the Bills facing Darnold's Jets, plus Joe Burrow's first game with the Bengals. It all starts with the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, tomorrow on CBS. So since there is so many sports going on, we can keep the conversation on sports, in general right now. What are you more into, the NFL kicking off or the NBA playoffs? At this moment, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Let's go to Duncan in Toronto. Duncan, you're up here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, something's up with the there's a technical issue with the phone line. Duncan, you there? What's going on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Perfect. Yeah, I want to talk about the cornucopia of sports that we've had here. It seems like just in the last 6-8 weeks, and this comes from, you know, being in an absolute desert when COVID hit. Everyone is locked up. I mean, you've got every major sporting event in North America, and even if you want to throw in football globally, this hit all at once. The only sport that's not playing is the CFL, but I do agree with your point. The NFL did come upon us pretty fast, and Mahomes is a beast. I mean, I agree with. I think they could go undefeated this season with that lineup. But let me talk about my Raps last night. I agree with what you said, and I appreciate it. That was a very valiant defense of their title. It's hard to go back to back in any league. The NBA in particular is the most difficult, and without Kawhi, it was difficult, even more difficult. But I'm excited to see the NBA to its completion here, the start of the NFL. My Maple Leafs are out. My Blue Jays got annihilated last night, but I'm really proud of my Raps for the job they did.
Yeah, you should. I mean, look, you should be. They played really well. They represented themselves really well the entire season. And to lose Kawhi Leonard and have the second best record in the league and get a game away from going back to the conference finals, I mean, obviously, I'm sure plenty of Raptors fans are disappointed just because you wanted to win the game last night, but you can't be disappointed in the season as a whole.
No, you're right. And they had the second best regular season record. And I think if they do one or two moves, Masai Ujiri is the kingpin. And if he can land Giannis, I appreciate your comment that he's not the go-to guy. But I think in that lineup, he brings another element to that team that maybe gets them a little bit deeper in the playoffs next year.
Well, I think if there's any player, and appreciate the call, who's a scorer that is available, that becomes available, that's the place you could just seamlessly fit. That's what they have everything but their go-to guy. Now, it's hard to find a go-to guy. I mean, it's not like those guys are just like, hey, here I am, ready, available, off the street. But if they can find a go-to guy, they'll be in business. How about Les in Chicago? Les, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Les?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Hey, listen, I've got two other quick options from the ones you're offering.
Okay.
Okay, one that's coming up at all, that's starting in earnest today, is NCAA football.
That is true. That was the one that was in the most precarious position, suppose you could say. Yeah.
And we're Iowa State fans, so we're amongst the conferences that are playing. So I got people coming over later today, and we're going to tailgate in the house before the football game. And, of course, being in Chicago, my other priority has got to be the White Sox.
The White Sox have had a surprising season. So, yeah, I mean, like I said, any write-ins were fair. That's part of the beauty of it all happening at the same time. Not all of us have exactly the same interest, right?
Right. Well, I'm interested in the NFL because, obviously, I'm in pools, so I've got some college and some pro, and I'm in a CBA, in that CBS pool online, so I got games going on Sunday for that. So I have some interest in the NFL, but I've always been more an NCAA fan, so I'm glad that they're playing. And again, this is a special year for the White Sox, so I've been watching them right along, so they got to be the number one priority right now.
There you go. Well, I appreciate the call, Les. Thank you, man. Les in Chicago. And again, the baseball, like, has always been a locally driven sport. So, I mean, I can just open it up wide. I was saying, what are you more into at the moment? The NFL starting or the heat of the NBA playoffs at 855-212-4227. But I could just open that up broadly. You've got, U.S. Open going on. The Djokovic getting kicked out of that was the big story. Serena eliminated. You've got college football starting. I mean, has started, but even more so today. You've got baseball in the midst of the season. You've got NBA deep in the NBA playoffs. And you've got the NFL kicking off in general.
Don't forget about the NHL, Robin. Don't forget. Hockey guys are going to come after you.
It almost feels like I did that on purpose, right? Just so hockey guy could come after me. Hey, the NHL is the greatest sport in the world. All right, hockey guy, calm down. Go back to your corner. No, I'm just kidding. 855-212-4227. What are you most into at the moment? NFL kicks off tomorrow. College football is back. U.S. Open's going on. Hockey is going on. Baseball is going on. And basketball is headed towards the finals. Like, that's crazy, right? The NBA finals are like a week and a half away.
He's Robin Lundberg, and he's on CBS Sports Radio. Take it away, Robin.
The Eric Maynard tweets in, everything is weird. I've never felt less connected and hyped for the NFL than I do this year. And I love football and don't give a you-know-what about the narratives. I watched the game and loved it, but the world is weird. I went from three fantasy leagues to one because people, quote-unquote, just aren't feeling it. And, I talked about the NFL sneaking up on people. And just for a second, I want to address some of the, disingenuous, toxic stuff that's out in the air. And one of that had to do with the NFL ratings. The NFL ratings were down from the opener. And of course, some people just immediately take that and try to jam their agenda into it. First of all, one, like I said, the NFL snuck up on people. And I don't think that's ever happened before. I cannot. Generally, like in this line of work, you would be talking about the preseason, and then you would be, you know, that like sort of signals to you where the topic matter goes. Right, Anthony? I mean, like in the general calendar, not only that, you're at the summer, so it had already been like a time where there was a drought. So you start, you know, you have these markers that start to like ramp you up for the football talk. That's
you're
kind
just,
of the
you're
way
itching,
it works.
You're itching for the football.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not like just me or just some of the audience, right? That it's sort of been the general feel that the NFL was like, wait a second, it's here.
Absolutely, and again, just there's so much other stuff going on. I mean, just the basketball. Again, you have the hockey fans out there, the baseball. So it just and with the no preseason games, and then it just here's the NFL thrown right at you.
And people's life patterns have been adjusted. Their viewing patterns have been adjusted. It's just it's not the same. There's no apples to apples. It's not exactly like it was in the opener a year ago. And then like same thing happened with the NBA. Where the ratings were down, games were at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and all this sort of stuff. But when the NBA ratings started going up, which they did as the leverage, you know, of the game started increasing as the games got more important. I saw, you know, they had a good number for the Jazz and the Nuggets, game seven, and you know the Jazz and the Nuggets have no real broad appeal, and nobody touted that. Of course, Lakers games have done better than other games because of LeBron James. But in general, you know, since that lower point, I'm not saying the NBA numbers are setting records or anything, but they've gone up. You know, they've gone up as the playoffs have gone along, and the interest has gone up. It's just like logic. It's just a natural thing. And as they've moved into prime time, again, like people aren't used to games being played at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, or they're working or whatnot. Like you can't just say it's the same as it was at a different time. And the same goes for the NFL, where it just popped up out of nowhere, and you're gonna judge one game. Like that's now the story is set for the entire season, where the ratings are just going to be down. We have no idea. How about tomorrow? Did that one game then announce to everybody that, hey, oh yeah, football is back. Maybe the numbers are up tomorrow. I would expect that the numbers increase week to week to week as people get more accustomed. Maybe they'll just be down because people aren't as interested, because people's life patterns have adjusted, because, you know, everything is weird, like this, the tweeter said. Everything is, in fact, weird. But, you know, so many people want to attribute it to demonstrations or whatnot. I'm not saying none of that has an impact. I can't tell you for sure. Various things have an impact. I'm just saying a lot of things have an impact. There are a number of factors that contribute to stuff like that. And anybody who's saying otherwise is being disingenuous. If you're not saying, there's a number of factors that lead into it. Because if you were simply saying whatever is happening before a game or any messaging or whatever that's happening was contributing, would that really impact the opener? Because to me, that doesn't make any logical sense unless the ratings were at a certain level and plummeted. Like as people turned on the TV and saw whatever they saw and they say, I hate this. And then turned it off, and the number at 8 o'clock was a whatever share, and then the number at 8:05 was much lower. If that wasn't the case, if there wasn't a precipitous drop off at the beginning, then that doesn't make any sense. It would impact the you know, if people didn't like what they saw before a game, it would impact the next week more so than the current week, I would believe. And I'm not gonna spend much time on what happened before the game on Thursday or the Chiefs fans, because I just think that conversation has become toxic, to be honest. You know, what is happening or not happening before a game? The NFL has now been dealing with that as a storyline for 4 years running. It was 4 years ago when Colin Kaepernick first took a knee, and you know, everybody's, like I said, it's like some sick version of a Jordan-LeBron debate where instead of that being a lighthearted, fun debate like Jordan and LeBron, it has real serious implications because of the root of what's happening in the country and why protests started in the first place. But people just don't move off their positions, and it becomes unhealthy. You know, the Chiefs fans before the game on Thursday, it's such a small group of people, so you don't want it to be representative. But it makes you go, oh, come on. I mean, the linking arms gestures that those guys did, the show of unity, as it was called, or moment of unity, you would think that's the safest possible thing they could have done, right? And still it wound up controversial in some way, shape, or form, which is, you know, why you're going to have certain guys say, no matter what, players asking to be heard are going to be rebuffed by a portion of the audience. And, you know, to be quite frank, I think the NFL's response is just sort of awkward. They just add gesture after gesture. Because when I was watching it, I was like, all right, like gesture after, I'm not talking about what the players did in that moment, but just like the length of time that the pregame starts taking and all that stuff, you know, is taking place, and they're playing multiple songs before the game. I mean, I think it's why the Texans stayed in the locker room. I think it's why the Dolphins put out a video saying they're going to stay in the locker room. They called it fluff and empty gestures by the NFL. I mean, it's why, you know, plenty of people have suggested just not playing the national anthem before games. You know, you don't have the national anthem before you watch a movie at the movie theater back when that was allowed. Are movie theaters back open? I think they're starting to get back open.
New Jersey, they are.
They are in Jersey? Okay. Once they start releasing movies to theaters again, maybe. There have just been like one, and I see Tenet. Yeah. Hey, Tenet is in theaters. the rest of the movies, we'll have to start ramping back up. Point being, before a play, before a movie theater, before anything, before you go to dinner, like, you don't have that stuff. Before you go to your job, that doesn't happen. So I do think that is a solution. Without any judgment, I'm not saying, you know, because I think people can do what they want, you know, during that time. That is your prerogative. Everybody has the right to feel how they feel or do what they want. But to eliminate that controversy, to eliminate that toxicity, I think that's a way the NFL could do it and just not broadcast that. Because then the media becomes obsessed with it, right? The media becomes obsessed with what guys are doing. What's this guy doing? Where you know, how many people are doing this? How many people aren't doing this? That sort of thing. And it's just like, all right, relax. Relax. Now, it's a little, like I said, it's a little disheartening when guys are trying to do the most unifying sort of safe gesture that they can, and they're getting booed by people. And I know, like, some would say, well, we just don't want that stuff with our sports. I mean, I get it. You know, one, if you say you watch sports to escape reality, I would say that's probably not a good insight on your headspace if you need to escape reality. I understand that people want to be entertained, and they may just want simply a game when they want to be entertained. I get that. But you can't project what you want on other people, and the players are other people, right? But in just general, that would have been something that I don't think anybody would have talked about the next day, because we've seen the linking arm gesture, and those guys are just trying to put across the best possible message they can, and you get a group of people boo it, and it's just like, come on. Come on. I mean, right, it might be cliche, but these are the events that are supposed to bring people together, unify us, if you will. So, you know, I've never been a big fan of booing in general. And I'd rather put some positive vibes in the air. But like I said, I'm not going to spend too much time on that, because I think that whole conversation just becomes toxic. And nothing is to be gained by arguing or debating about what people do or don't do during that time anymore. I just would sort of wrap that up by saying, you know, those Chiefs fans sort of played themselves, if you will, because no one wound up talking about the Super Bowl champs as a result of that, at least in that moment, when that should have been about the Super Bowl champs, their team, and Patrick Mahomes. And instead, you know, the Chiefs fans became the focus, which if they were trying to say they just want the focus on the game, well, then you are the ones who took away the focus from being just on the game, which I think it would have been once kickoff happened. And then there are, you know, or far more harsh judgments of why some of them would have booed that could be put out there as well. But, you know, I was more addressing the starting with the ratings because that I just, you know, be careful when people just have an agenda that they're just trying to push. They're just trying to push because a lot of these people just want attention. They just want views. They just want clicks. And they just want to, like, stir up. Bleh. Because there's a lot of that right now, right? There's a lot of bleh out there in the world. So I'm going to do my part to cleanse the bleh. Gamecock AJ said, you said people shouldn't push an agenda when looking at NFL ratings the other night, yet the sports media and leagues themselves have been pushing an agenda for months now. You don't see a bit of irony or hypocrisy there. I don't know what agenda was being pushed. The word agenda, I don't know if they were saying here is a moment of unity. I don't know how that's exactly an agenda. And when stuff like that starts being viewed as an agenda, I think it's unhealthy. And like I said, people will say stuff to get attention. People are trying to drive that sort of energy. And I would have put the opposite of booing energy in the air because we need less booing energy. We need more positive energy because, you know, it's not exactly the easiest times out there. And when you're talking about attempts to get attention, perhaps what Skip Bayless said about Dak Prescott falls into that. We'll get into that coming up next. Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.